an open mind. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise God, praise God. Bless the name of Jesus. It's good to be here another Saturday evening to complete the first epistle of Peter. We concluded last week in chapter 4. Verse 19, and we are going to go on to chapter 5. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, we thank you for this evening. We just thank you for your goodness, for your mercies, for your grace. Thank you for your peace, which passeth human understanding, which keep our hearts and minds. Thank you for your love, O God, which never fail. Your love that never give up on us. O God, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Thank you for your word, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. Thank you, O God Almighty, that your word, O God Almighty, Lord Jesus, illuminate our path so that we will not stumble along this journey. Thank you that our steps are being ordered by your word. Thank you, O God, that you are God. You are greater than all. And we praise your name this evening. We magnify you, Jesus, for you are worthy of praise, worthy of glory, worthy of honor. Who is like unto you, O King? There is none like you. So we praise you, O God. Thank you for your word to your people this evening. And we pray that your people will be hungry. For your word said, O mighty God, that those who are hunger and thirst for righteousness shall be filled. So we pray today, O God, that there will be some hungry souls for your word this evening who will eat of the bread of life and be filled up. For your word said, those who eat of you will not hungry anymore. And those who drink of you will not be thirsty anymore. So we just thank you, O God, that you, Almighty God, are ministering to us this evening through your word. And we pray, O God, for receptive hearts as we look to you by faith in no other name but the name of Jesus. And we say amen. Amen. Praise God. Last week, we concluded chapter 4, verse 19, which said, wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. Peter was saying that because of this, the promise of the culmination of our salvation, we should make up our minds to suffer according to the will of God and commit our souls to him for safekeeping as unto our faithful creator. Our creator is always faithful. He never let us down. He's the only one that is trustworthy, and he's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before him. So we just thank God for his words to us. And as we are about to go into chapter 5, we thank God that every listener out there will be listening to God's word and will purpose in their hearts to obey. So 1 Peter chapter 5 tells us, Peter was writing to the elders at this time. He was addressing the elders, he said, the elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ, and who also and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. So Peter was saying, Peter was addressing the elders. Those are the pastors or the leaders, the shepherds, as we call them. He was giving them a word of exhortation, reminding them that he is also an elder and was an eyewitness to Christ's suffering, and also confidently stating that he will share in the glory, in the honor of Christ when he comes back. So Peter was just making it clear that he also, as an elder, was reminding the other elders to continue to be witnesses for Christ as he is a witness for Christ. He also an elder and a witness. He witnessed the suffering of Christ and can confidently state that when Christ comes back, he will also share in the glory. So we have to be reminded of that as well, people of God, that as Christ suffered, we are also going to suffer. But when he comes back in his glory, we shall also reign with him in his glory. That's a wonderful promise for each and every one of us people of God. So let us not become discouraged on the journey, but let us know and let us look forward for that great day when we will hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." When Christ, when we shall behold him face to face in all of his glory, the word of God tells us we shall see him as he is and we shall be like him. So we want to go forth with that mindset. We want to go forth being reminded of God's word and keep God's word hidden in our hearts so that we will not sin against him. Verse 2 of 1 Peter chapter 5. Peter was speaking to the elders, the pastors, the leaders. He said, "Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind." Peter was reminding the leaders to feed God's people with the word of God. Nourish God's people with the word of God. Every Bible-believing church should be feeding God's people with the word of God. That's the bread of life. That is what keeps the church going. The word of God in the hearts of God's people. So Peter was reminding the elders, reminding those that are in charge of the churches, taking the oversight. He said, "See to it. You must oversee the well-being of God's people. You have to see to it that your people, the people that God has given to you to lead, they are being fed with the word." So Peter was saying, not by force, but willingly. You have to do God's work willingly. Not by force, but willingly. Do the work of God willingly. Not for money. Money should not be why you are teaching or preaching God's word. Not for dishonest gain, but a made up mind to serve God. We have to make up our minds to serve God. God will provide for us, people of God. He is our caretaker. He provides for his people. So we have to go with the right mindset to serve God and to know that he will take care of our needs according to his riches in glory. So Peter was just warning all the pastors and the leaders of the church, reminding them to feed God's people with the word of God. Nourish their souls. Let their souls be fat with the word of God. Let God's people be filled up with the word of God. For the word is spirit and it is life. Verse 3 of 1 Peter chapter 5. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being example to the flock. So Peter was warning the leaders not to be masters over God's people. Don't rule them with an iron fist. Don't do that to God's people. But lead by example. He said to lead. But be an example to the flock. That means lead by example. Be a shepherd. A shepherd leads. Go before the flock. Live the Christian life before them. And they will see Christ in you. And they will follow you. So Peter said, lead by example. Be a servant leader. Lead by example. But don't lord it. Don't try to be any master over God's people. This is God's heritage. These are God's people. The Bible tells us the pleasure of the Lord. We are the pleasure of the Lord. God's heritage shall prosper in the hands of Jesus. So as Jesus has called us to be caretakers of his people, we are to know that we have to lead by example as Christ did. We have to follow Christ. As Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. So we want, as leaders, wherever we are, leaders in the church of God, be an example to the flock. Lead by example. Show Christ-likeness in every area of your lives. And the people of God will follow and they will do what you do because you are called to lead them. Verse 4 of 1 Peter chapter 5. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. When Christ, who is the chief shepherd, he is the chief shepherd. He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. The good shepherd lay down his very life for the sheep. He is the chief shepherd. When he shall appear, Peter said, ye shall receive a crown of glory. You shall receive your crown that will not fade away. This is not a temporal crown. This is not an earthly crown, but Christ himself will give you that crown. That crown for being a shepherd that takes care of his people, for doing the work that he has called you to do well. You will be rewarded. So Peter said, remember, when the chief shepherd shall appear, he's coming back, and every man going to stand before him. Some will be rewarded for the good work that they have done. Some work will be burnt up, as the word of God tells us in 1 Corinthians 3. Some work was not unto Christ. It will be burnt up. But when we work for him, when we take care of his people, whatever capacity he has called us in to work, when we work and do his will, people of God, we will be rewarded. Peter said, you shall receive a crown of glory. This crown is called a crown of glory for those who shepherd God's people. And that crown cannot fade away. That crown cannot fade away. People of God, when we read these words, we have to understand and know that the future is bright for God's people. So let us continue to do what is right, do what is good, and bring honor and glory to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 5 said, likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisted the proud and giveth grace to the humble. So Peter was saying the younger should submit to the elders. He said that both elder and younger should be in subjection or be submitted to each other. This means showing respect for each other, whether younger in age or maturity. It is saying that we should show respect for each other, obeying one another in the things that are right in the sight of God. Peter stated that they are to be clothed with humility. Wear humility like a garment. Do not think humility is not, when you're not thinking too highly of yourself. Don't think too highly of yourself, but see yourself in the light that God has made you. So don't see yourself less off or above what you're supposed to think, but see yourself in the light that God has made you. The Lord God has made us. He said, his word said he has made us a little lower than the angels. We are human beings. We are made a little lower than the angels, and he has crowned us with glory. So we are to wear that humility like a garment, having the right mindset, not thinking of ourselves too highly, nor thinking less of ourselves, but having that right mindset, seeing ourselves in the light, in the right way that God has made us. For the word of God says, for God fights against the proud. That resist there means fight. God fights against the proud and gives grace to those who walk in humility. People of God, the Lord is calling us to walk in humility. We don't want the Lord to be fighting against us. God fights against the proud and gives grace. He gives unmerited favor to those who walk in humility. We want to walk in humility. Our Master, our Lord Jesus Christ, he is meek and lowly. His words tells us, he said, I am meek and lowly in heart. We want to be meek and lowly like our Master Jesus Christ. We want to walk in lowliness, in humility, bringing honor and glory to his name. We don't want the Lord to fight against us. We want him to bless us. We want him to give us his grace daily to see us through. Verse 6 of 1 Peter chapter 5. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Humble yourself. We have to humble ourselves, people of God. Don't ask the Lord to humble us. we wouldn't be able to bear it. But humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. So when we come with humility, when we come and understand who we are in Christ, when we come and understand the sacrifice that Christ has made for us, when we come to him and understand that we are servants, we're called to serve, then we will walk in humility. We will know, we will become servant leaders. Because what? We remember also that we are accountable to the chief shepherd. We will understand that we are also sheep. So it's not just the people that you're leading, not just them that are sheep. You're also a sheep. So when the shepherd comes to understand that he's also a sheep and that he's accountable to the chief shepherd, then he'll walk in humility. God is calling us to humble ourselves under his mighty hand, and he will exalt us in due time. In due time, people of God, God's timing is always right. Sometimes we want it now. We want to be exalted now. But God knows we're not ready for it. So let us humble ourselves. Serve with humility. Serve with gladness. Delight to do God's work. Do it with such love and such joy and peace that others will see and know that you are a humble servant of God. Verse 7 said, of 1 Peter chapter 5, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Casting. You throw it. Throw in all your worries upon Jesus. Throw in all your anxieties upon him. Throw in all your fears upon him, for he cares for you. Jesus can take care of all our troubles, people of God. Bring them to him. Bring them to him. His words tells us in Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, he that have labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Take my doctrine. Take my teachings upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. So Peter was saying, casting all your cares upon him, casting all your anxiety. We are in a very anxious society, people of God. People are anxious everywhere you go. You find anxious people everywhere. People are worried. People are fearful. But we have to cast all this care upon Jesus Christ, for he is able to bear them. He's able to help us. His blessed Holy Spirit, the Comforter, is with us. He's here to help us in all our weaknesses. Everything that come up against us, he is able to bring that sweet peace. Let that peace of God, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which you are called, and be thankful, the word of God tells us. So we have to allow God's peace. We have to allow the peace that Jesus has left for us. He has given us his gift. The gift of the Holy Ghost. The promise of the Father is with us. And the Holy Ghost is with us. Oh, he's walking with us. He's with us and in us. And we have to be in partnership with him. We have to come to that place of relinquish all our authority and say, Lord, you take control and help me to walk in your authority. Help me to walk according to your Holy Spirit who lives in me. Help me to follow his direction. And help me not to be worried and to be cast down with all these cares of this life. People of God, the very cares of this life, all these anxieties and these cares will strangle out the very word out of us. So when we need that word to fight with, we can't even find that word because we are so burdened down with cares. The Lord doesn't want us to live like that. Cast all your care on him. Cast all your cares on him. Cast all your cares, for he cares for you. Verse 8 of 1 Peter chapter 5. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. So Peter was saying, cast all your cares in verse 7. Cast all your cares on Jesus, for he cares for you. Why you need to walk carefree? You need to walk carefree. You need to walk worry-free, anxiety-free. Why? Because the enemy, your adversary, the enemy, as a roaring lion, walketh about, prowling around, seeking whom he may devour. So he said, be sober-minded. Be clear-minded. Don't go around with your mind filled up of all these cares and all these worries. You're so worried you can't even think straight. Peter is saying, be sober. Be watchful, Church of God. Pray. Watch and pray lest you enter into temptation, Jesus said. Be sober. Be vigilant, watchful. Because your adversary, your enemy, we have a common enemy, people of God. The devil is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So when we are cast down with all these cares, we are an easy prey for the enemy. He will devour us when we are going around with all these cares. Cast your cares on Jesus because he cares for you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9. Whom resist? Peter said, whom resist? Steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Peter was saying, this is how you resist the enemy. This is how you fight the enemy. Peter was saying, you have to be steadfast in the faith. You have to be rooted, grounded in your faith in Christ Jesus. Knowing that other Christians in this world are experiencing the same afflictions for the cause of Christ. When we know that it's not us alone who are going through rough times, there are other Christians out there going through rough times as well. It might not be the same situation like what you're going through, but something similar. So God is saying to us today, we are not out here on our own suffering. There are other people also going through. So Peter was just reminding the brethren that they have to fight. This is how you fight, being what? Steadfast in the faith, rooted, grounded, and settled in the faith. And people of God, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So as we hear the word of God from time to time, let us not be a forgetful hearer, but let us practice God's word. Keep practicing God's word. And we find that those words that we practice, we become so fortified in the areas that we have practiced so that we now can withstand in the evil days. And having done all, we are still standing. So God is calling us, people of God, to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. God is calling us to submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. But many of us, people of God, we have not been submitted to the word. We have to be submitted to the word. Allow God's word to lead and guide us. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us into all truth. So God is calling us, people of God, to resist the enemy. Whom resist? Resist the enemy. Steadfast in our faith. Let us be steadfast and movable, always abounding in the things of God. Verse 10 of 1 Peter chapter 5. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, confirm, strengthen, settle you. So Peter was saying, the God of all grace, our God, our Father, is the God of all grace. And the word of God tells us that he gives great grace to his people. The word of God tells us that great grace was upon the apostles of old. So he wants us also to have that great grace. The God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that you have suffered a while, after you go through some suffering, some trials, some persecution, he make you mature. All these sufferings come to make us mature, people of God. That when those same suffering come again, it won't we won't respond in the way that we used to when we were immature. We will stand and we will fight. We will fight the adversary with the word of God. The word will be fortified in us. So it makes you mature. We want to become mature Christians. Establish. He wants to confirm us. We have to be confirmed in Christ. Strengthened in the inner man. Settled in Christ. He wants to settle us. But we can't be running here and there and not being fortified in the word. We have to ask the Holy Spirit to show us God's ways, to teach us his word and help us to learn his ways. Help us to learn so that we can be fortified in the truth of God. We don't want to be like children, tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrines. We want to be steadfast in the faith, rooted and grounded in our faith. When trials come, after we have done all, we will still be standing because we are standing on the promises of God. We are rooted and grounded in God's words. God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Because of God's word, we will not stumble, but we will walk in faithfulness. We will walk in love. We will walk by the grace of God each day. Great grace can be allocated to us, but we must go boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and to find grace to help in the time of need. People of God, we need God's grace in these times. Troublesome times are upon us. But we are not alone. God's grace, the Spirit of grace is here to shed God's grace in our lives as we continue on this journey. Verse 11 of 1 Peter chapter 5. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. To Jesus Christ be glory and dominion forever and ever. So Peter was speaking here in verse 12. By Silvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose I have written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God wherein we stand. So the letter was sent from Peter by the hands of Silas to deliver to the church, exhorting and testifying of the true grace of God through our Lord Jesus Christ on which we stand. And verse 13 of 1 Peter chapter 5 says, the church that is at Babylon, elected together with you, saluted you, and so does Marcus my son. So Babylon, they are referring to the church at Rome. And that church, Rome metaphorically called Babylon. So Peter referred to John Mark as his son. So he was mentoring John Mark. And verse 14, and the last verse of this chapter, and the last verse of the first epistle of Peter, he said, greet one another with a kiss of charity. Peace be with you all that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace be with you all that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. And we conclude this epistle by saying, peace be unto you all that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for this word to your people. We thank you for allowing us to go through the first epistle of Peter. And we pray in the name of Jesus, O God, that your people who have gleaned from this word will grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you and we give you praise, honor, and glory as we look to you by faith in no other name but the name of Jesus. And we say amen and amen. God bless you all this evening. Have a wonderful weekend. And may you continue to meditate on the word of God. Blessings to you all. Amen. Blessings.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word, Thy Word is a Lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy Word is a Lamp.